Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. I was recently watching The Dropout again, just because I'm kind of obsessed with that story, and it dawned on me that tech founders always have an out. When they start their business, they started with the end in mind, with who might potentially buy us, and they build in that way. And we're so used to seeing this in the tech space. Think about Google buying YouTube, think about Meta grabbing Instagram and WhatsApp. We see it all around us all the time. But in the small business space, we seem to think a lot less about our exit strategy, or so it might seem. The truth is, whether you are planning for your exit strategy or not, you still have an exit strategy. If you aren't planning for it, it just might not be the exit that you're hoping for. Once you get past making consistent sales, once you have a thriving, successful business, it's time to think about what the end game is. And that may seem that it is so far off that why on earth would you even think about it now? But this is an element of your long-term vision for the business. This should be guiding part of your strategy. And like the rest of your strategy, it should be impacting on how you do business, what your decisions are, and where you're investing your money. So when we think exit strategy, don't just think this is my plan to leave the business. You actually have to build the business for that exit plan. Let's think about what some of the ways you can exit are. You could sell it, hand it down through the family, sell it to the employees, or you could just quietly close it when you've had enough. Each of those options requires you to structure your business in a different way. So this strategy doesn't just come into play because you've decided that you're ready to step away from your business now. It actually needs to influence your business operations now. It needs to influence how you run your business, what risks you take, what opportunities you go after right now. You have to think of this as like, how can your business keep going without your leadership? And that makes you think about how you set your business up different. You can no longer be like, well, if that happens, I'll just step in. Because ultimately, you might not be there to step in. Having this in the back of your mind makes you a better business leader because you will look for best practices, recording everything you possibly can, building a brand that can stand separate from you. All the things that a big business thinks about, you start thinking about in your small business, and that can only make you more effective. And this kind of thought process, thinking through what might happen, creates a contingency plan for you in some aspects. Because imagine you're running a business, everything's going fabulously, and then something happens. Bam, life happens. It doesn't have to be a bad thing necessarily. It could be a completely brand new opportunity. It could be something to do with your health. It could be that the market no longer wants to buy whatever it is that you're selling. Or it could be that you start a family and you want to spend more time with your kids. Having that exit strategy has already made you think through, how can this business run without me? So that you making that decision in the calm, you might not have everything in place, but you kind of have an idea of where you're steering it to. And having a direction when you're in that kind of quote unquote crisis moment is key. That's what gets you moving, gets you in momentum, gets you through the crisis. So if you haven't really given this much thought, I highly recommend you take some time. I recommend you put aside some time and give it the attention that it deserves. You need to figure out what your end goal is, yours personally. Is that retirement by a certain age? Is it that you probably want to start a new business in a few years' time? Is it that you've invested a lot in this business and you want to sell it? You have to know what your desired outcome is before you can figure anything else out. And then you can think about what your exit route is. Do you want to sell it? Do you want to allow your team to take it on? Is it something that you want to keep in the family? Is it something that you want to close down when you retire? None of these are the wrong answer. This is about what you personally want and the best route for you to get there. But even if you plan to just let the business end with you, you still need a plan, because what are you going to do to take care of your team when that happens? To make sure your clients are looked after when that happens? So each of these paths requires different preparation. Some require legal and financial arrangements, and all of them require different operational setups. I know this can feel very final and that you're trying to like live in the moment and enjoy your success. And I'm asking you, like, what are you looking at the end of the road? But this is about your legacy. What do you want to leave behind from this business? This is your opportunity to ensure that your business that you have poured so much time, money, energy, and love into can thrive if you're not there. It's also about making sure that when you exit, you get to do it on your terms and that you get compensated for everything you've poured into this business. So take some time today to think about what is your exit strategy.